Thank you. Thank you. As we continue in worship, we want to welcome Reverend Sylvester Chase to share a message with us today. As he's making his way up, let me lead us in a word of prayer.
Okay.
God, we love you and we thank you for this time together in worship. We thank you for all the many gifts and the talents that are shared with us today. Thank you for the people gathered that we might join on this hour to hear a word from you, to hear praises from you, to know that we are not alone, but as we are a community drawn together in love and compassion and peace with you and with one another. And so God, I ask that you speak through Pastor Chase, that you would be with his words and his heart as he shares and opens up with us today, and that you would open our hearts to hear and our ears to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, Doc. How long do I have? 5. I know I don't have that long. All right. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him what? Just here below. God is good what? And all the time what? God is what? Good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Thank you, choir. I hear some of y'all Thursday in chapel. Wasn't that you leading the song? In chapel. I do go to chapel. All right. Yeah, they was in chapel. My. JJ was in chapel too. We was in chapel. We were the oldest things there. That's why you probably didn't recognize us. All right then. Look, it's just good to be together. It's brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Thanks be to God that we love one another. We all getting along pretty good. Amen. That's a safe place to be. Amen. Don't have to worry about getting picked up here. Amen. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will what? Trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. All right, all right. Scripture reading, scripture reading. Colossians 3. Verses 12 through 16. Colossians 3, 12 through 16. Praise God. Good to see you, 19th Street. All right. All right. I got the Baptist here too now. All right. Colossians 3, beginning with verse 12. As God's chosen one, this is from the New Revised Standard Version, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, clothe yourselves with kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven you. so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. The word of God for us, to what? People of God. Thanks what? Be to God. Praise God. Now, you don't have to be quiet today. Amen. You can come alive today, then you can go back to your regular routine next Sunday. All right. That's all right, isn't it? It's all right to break one Sunday out of the year. All right. Now, we're using as our theme, our Super Bowl winning strategy. Our Super Bowl winning strategy. Super Bowl. We've been looking forward to this day all during football season for the what? Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, haven't we? But now I contend that every Sunday that we come, JJ, to church, it should be a Super Bowl Sunday. Will y'all agree with that? Every time I'm in worship, every time I'm over in chapel on Thursday, it's a Super Bowl time together. Anytime Christians get together to worship and to praise God, it should be a Super Bowl time together. Hello? Let me hear you now. Come on now, get with me. Get with me, get with me, all right? A Super Bowl winning time together. And as we come today as the body of Christ, we want to let the rest of the world know that we can have a Super Bowl winning strategy. Is that all right, Dr. Ray Kaiser? Okay then, thank you. Amen. Now, y'all do know I was in Ray's wedding. Y'all didn't know that, did you? That was way back. How long ago was that? 31 years this month. 31 years, amen. All right. I think I read the scripture. That's what I did. I did the scripture at his wedding right here, amen. You know, that was during the time when you normally didn't cross 35 and all of that, but amen, they let me be in the what? In the wedding. All right. But anytime, a Super Bowl winning strategy, a Super Bowl winning time. And well, as we come, let me tell you, folks, it's been a tough week. Tough week with all what's been going on in the nation. All right. And I had to call upon my Super Bowl winning strategy to make it through this week. Amen. I let Trump mess with me. That's y'all's president. Amen. And I know y'all don't talk politics here, but you can break for this one Sunday. Amen. Well, isn't that right? You don't have to be the same all the time. Our Super Bowl winning strategy. Well, as we look at the text and as we look at the scripture, we see Paul is warning the church there. He wants the church there. If you're going to be like Christ, you got to exemplify Christ's character. Exemplify Christ's what? Character. Now, if you are a Christian, if we call ourselves a Christian nation, a Christian church, we should exemplify Christ's character. And so that's why, as we looked at our scripture, and it was done by our children real well, it's certain things we don't need to be doing that we need to take off, do we not? And we need to close ourselves with what? Compassion, kindness, meekness, love, be forgiving. Don't we need to put that on? All right. So our Super Bowl winning strategy is this. Is to be like Christ and to exemplify Christ's character. Exemplify Christ's character. Now, there in that 16th verse, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word of Christ. All this other stuff, let it go for a while. Let the what? Word of Christ, JJ, dwell in you what? Richly. And what I'm trying to say to us today, if we are going to have a Super Bowl winning strategy day in and day out, we are going to have to activate God's word. Well, come on, Baptist. I got a Baptist in the house. I told you I had me one. He's the deacon over there. All right. Activate God's word. Well, what do we need to do to activate God's word? Now, we talk about a lot of things, don't we? We gossip, talk about other people and all that kind of stuff, all right? What we should do. But how can we activate God's word? Well, let the word of God what dwell in you or live in you richly. Now, if we are going to activate God's word and let it dwell in us richly, here's what we need to do. First of all, and you might, I don't know if we're doing it, you got to read and study the word of God. Do y'all do it on Wednesday? Wednesday evening? Every Wednesday? Huh? Most of the time. Well, they're doing it most of the time. That's good. Hope we are doing it most of the time. All right, if we're going to activate God's word, we've got to read it. Look, as you're reading the word, you don't understand it all the time, do you? But I picked up enough that it got me started. I found out just reading the word that I need to love. I need to be what? Forgiving. I need to be kind. I need to be generous. I need to be meek. I need to be humble. Just reading the word of God, I can activate it. Huh? Activate it. And we as Christians, it's time for us to activate the word of God that is in us. Let the word of God dwell in you what? Richly. So what are we going to do first of all? We're going to read it. Are we doing that? All right. And then we're going to read it and then what? Study the word. How are we going to have that Super Bowl winning strategy? We're going to activate God's word. And then after we read it, then second, I want us to do this. Meditate on it. Meditate. That means to chew on it. Meditate on the word. Dr. Kaiser, we got to chew on it. You know, you just don't wait and come in here at 11 o'clock and try to chew for a little while, huh? You got to chew on the word, what? Daily. Let your spiritual juices process God's word until its nutrients become part of you. Well, why you won't let the juices become part of you? You need something to strengthen you, energize you, and direct you. So to activate God's word, we're going to read it, and then we're going to do what? Meditate. Anybody been meditating on God's word? Meditate. Meditate. And then third, if you're going to activate God's word, you got to believe it. Thank you. See, that's what I think. I need to have him up here with me. All right. Believe it. The scripture says in Isaiah 55, my word always produces. It would accomplish all I want it to. There's only one thing that can short-circuit God's word. You know what that is? Unbelief. Unbelief. So what are we going to do? We're going to what? Believe it. We're going to meditate on the word, and then we're going to do what? Read it. And then fourth, we're going to have to receive it. Y'all getting all this? Activate God's word. We got to what? Read it, meditate on it, then we got to believe it, and then we got to what? Receive it. Listen up. Scripture says in Mark 11:24, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So believe your answer is on the way. And keep your faith what? Strong until it rises. Didn't you do that, JJ? You believe that your miracle was on the what? Way. And you believe that it was coming, and you remain strong in the faith. Well, here now, I'm activating God's word. Hello, somebody, huh? We've got to be able to let God's word dwell in us, what? Richly. Well, I had to say the other day, when I told you I let what Trump get to me, I activated God's word, but it took me about 6 hours before I activated it. Huh? Because the scripture does say in the word, forgive. What, doesn't it say forgive? And I hollered out, Lord, I forgive you. Amen? And I really meant it. Amen? That don't mean I'm going to forget, but I'm going to what? Forgive. Isn't that right? When someone does something wrong, you are supposed to do what? Forgive. Are you not? Activate God's word. Well, you know, that's what done happened to the Methodist Church. We weren't able to get along with each other, and so we split a little bit. Because we weren't able to what? Forgive. Isn't that right? Well, then the scripture says if you come down there, we're supposed to let love abound. We're supposed to be more what? Loving. So we got to do what? Activate the word. Well, here now, as we go and leave from here this week, let people see God's word dwelling in you richly. Huh? Richly. I mean, that not just on Sunday for an hour. You need to let the word of God dwell in you what? Richly. Not just on Thursday in chapel. I need to see the word dwelling in you on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Amen? Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Well, here now, the word of God, I got to activate it. Some said I wouldn't have made it, shouldn't have made it this far. But I'm so glad I activated the word when they told me that. Because the word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, I activated, huh? You know, as Methodist preachers, they examine you. Y'all don't know that. Well, did you get examined? They took a psychological test, had to write papers. They interview you. Some say, well, we don't know you. You're the right for the ministry. Well, if you know Jesus, he's the one who created me. Him and I can overcome all things. We activate the word. Have anybody activated the word? You're going to forgive your friend. You're going to get along with your neighbor. You're going to let us dwell together in what? Unity. Activate the word. Well, here now. Keep the faith now. Anybody going to keep the faith? Let the word of God dwell in you. You got to remember that, see? If you don't remember it, let the word of God dwell in you, what? Rich. And then you got to what? Activate it. And when you activate it, you got to verbalize it. And then you, after you verbalize it, you got to obey it. Verbalize it, and then what? Obey it. Well, I'm all right now. Activated the word. I feel better. Don't you feel better? When you can activate the word of God in you, you now are going to exemplify Christ. When people look at you this week, they're going to say, it's something different. And you're going to say, what? What? And then you're going to remember, I'm activating the word. Why are you different? I'm activating the word. So, folks, I think we are going to be activators now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let the church say, amen, amen, amen. Activate the word with a hand clap of praise. All right.